I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel, but not the sort with wings and a harp and a halo. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. Me, I'm a talker, subarchy, reverse curse. Upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions, and the answers weren't up above in the fix. Now I'm walking neutral, half-fallen, in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
I gotta get some relief. My hand is roasting.
Meat, you've been blessed.
Blessed? How you figure?
You got a dose of the holy fire in that hand. So long as it stays attached, you ain't never gonna die. I heard you cut off your glowing hand, but then they sewed it back on. Stank said it doesn't burn anymore.
No, it still burns, but now it's so beautiful, crisp. I'm not worthy of this pain. But Veronica says no one deserves it more.
Who's Veronica? Hello, Black Francis.
Hiya, Mark. I love you.
He's talking.
So?
This is a dream. Angels don't dream.
Maybe things are changing.
Change ain't always good.
Never said it was.
Run down this theory of yours and get back to me with anything you find.
What about my neutrality?
You're here at my pleasure, Markheim. Which it ain't exactly been, I gotta tell you, since you got here. Your rent on sitting neutral just went up. Information payable to whomever the fuck I send to collect it. There are too many goddamn angels down here. From now on, we see them, we smoke them. That's my new rule. You can pass it along. Things can always get uglier.
And now, episode 8 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
So Sam says now I gotta pay rent in answers, and all I got is questions. Like who helped Didge sew his hand back on, and why?
Listen up, y'all! We got a brand new somebody on the Seattle superhero scene! Give it up!
I want my dog back, Stank.
Liv's dog, Mark, and fuck you.
Is that Didge up there?
He doesn't go by Didge anymore.
That's some getup he's got on.
That's his superhero gear.
And that thing on his face?
His mask. He made it from his hair.
Charming.
Many of you do knew me by my street name, but I want to tell you today that, well, Didge is dead. This is someone new, someone stronger. In the Bible, the greatest hero was a man with long hair named Samson. He was invisible.
Kid needs to read that book a bit more closely.
In New York City, there was a serial killer called Son of Sam. His avenging spirit lives on.
Righteous! You're a killer!
No, I am worse than a killer. I am that which cannot be killed. I am Samson and Son of Sam, and Seattle doesn't need to be afraid of the dark or the light anymore.
Son of Sam, he better watch who he summons.
Why don't you shut the fuck up and listen to the man speak?
What were you doing in Georgetown that night, Stank, when Didge cut off his hand?
What?
See this hand? It was cut off when I was lost in fear.
You just happened to be there?
I'm his friend, Mark.
But now I'm found, and with this holy hand, I'm here to avenge all the shit smeared on the streets of Seattle.
Seems weird to me, you being right there to call 911, make sure he got his hand sewn back on right away.
It was damned lucky.
Almost blessed, you might say.
This hand is an immortal force the world must reckon with.
Who you working for, Stank?
Well, I'm between jobs, Marky.
Upstairs? Downstairs?
I try to stay away from stairs lately, what with those kids getting burned.
I got rid of the burner.
We will teach our twisted speech to the young believers.
Righteous, yo! That's the Clash!
I am the Clash, and you are the Clash, and the Clash is coming! We are all sons of Sam, but I am his firstborn!
You a meat walker, Stank? A power? I've never known any other kind of angel willing to walk the meat but a lousy fix-cop pow.
You need help, Markheim. You're talking gibberish.
Maybe, but you just called me Markheim. You always call me Mark.
Oh. Oh. So what, Markheim? Things change.
Change ain't always good.
Never said it was, but it does seem inevitable.
If you're meat-walking, pow, Sam's gonna smoke you. I got that from his mouth. He's smoking everything that moves showside from the fix in Seattle.
I'm just a juggalo.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just a juggalo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
Yeah. I'll crack your clockwork, Stank. Don't worry. And I'll get the dog back, too. Believe it.
I'll tell you what I believe, Markheim.
What's that?
Things are getting uglier, don't you think?
So Stank ain't what he seems. And Didge is playing dress-up and throwing Sam's name around like he doesn't know what that can bring. Someone's making a move. But who? Sam told me not to bother with the Angel of Truth. No way Iophiel's involved, he said. And I tend to agree, but then that's all the more reason to reach out. She'll be safe, right? Safe or not, I need a lead. I head over to where I last caught a whiff of the fix.
DJ!
DJ!
Hey-ya! One more king!
One more king!
Hey-ya! Hey, what can I get you, pal?
Sir Iophiel!
What sort of fish is that?
Not a fish. The Archangel of Truth. Your boss's boss, I figure.
Take a hike, pal. We sell fish.
I know. The Seattle Throne works out of this fish stand. That makes at least one of you a pal. Get word to Sar Iophiel. There's a Markheim looking for her in Seattle.
I'm a pow, am I?
Maybe.
Hey, I'm a pow! 1 pound pow!
1 pound pow! Hey-ya!
When the fish hits my face, I see the fix for an instant, full, blinding light and brutal bliss. And then someone's pulling me down some stairs.
Dude, I am so sorry. I was supposed to catch that, but Tommy threw it wide.
Is Tommy the throne?
Dude, what throne? How hard did you get hit? You okay? Let's get you down to Western, some fresh air and all.
You're not an angel?
Only my girlfriend thinks so, dude, and then only sometimes, right?
Must have gotten my signals crossed.
Big time, Markheim.
Markheim?
You need to not come back here. This ain't a game. This is the show. Markheim's ain't had clearance in over a century.
I'm walking neutral.
Neutral? The fuck is neutral? Like the meat singer said, you gotta serve somebody.
Tell Iophiel I need to parley.
Fuck off to the fix, Markheim, or get your soft ass smoked to the crisp. Makes me know, never mind. I ain't no quill-pushing cherub. I'm authorized to smoke on sight.
So smoke me.
What?
Smoke me to the crisp, if it makes no never mind.
What's with your face? It's...
I don't blow.
I've heard about how Markheim...
You don't know shit about Markheim's, pals. You work wet like magicians work birthday parties. So show me some magic. I'm done with neutral. Smoke me.
No.
No?
No way.
Well, whatever you do, after you walk back up those stairs, don't you dare get word to Iophiel I'm looking for her. Got it? And for sure as hell, don't tell her Sam says hello.
Sam?
Now do not get the hell out of here and always bother me again. I'm guardedly confident that that call will go through. Still, the POW was right. What the hell is neutral? One long ass-kicking from fix to crisp. I needed some sleep. Which is nuts, of course, because as I've mentioned many times, angels don't sleep, and they sure as fuck don't dream. What the... Is that you, Black Francis? I know you're not real, but it's still good to see you, buddy. But please, don't say Sam's coming, because I got nothing to tell him, okay? He's got to leave me alone until I have a lead. Beg him if you have to. I need more time.
You're losing it, Mark.
Live!
You're talking to Black Francis like he's gonna talk back.
He did the last time I saw him.
Don't go crazy on me, man.
Wait, you're really here?
Yeah.
I'm not dreaming.
If you are, then I am too. You're lucky I came. I'm mad at you.
Why?
You were supposed to look after Black Francis.
I did, and then he got lost when I...
Yeah?
I had to take care of something. Stank found him.
If I trusted Stank, I would have left him with Stank. Now I can't even trust you.
It's been a long time, Liv. No one thought you were coming back.
I told you I would.
What happened?
What do you mean?
In Eugene, your stepfather.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess he was cleaning his shotgun and it went off in his face.
Oh.
I was the only one home when it happened.
Oh.
So, my little sister's safe.
Right. And what about you?
What about me?
You back for good?
I ain't anywhere for good, Mark. You ought to know that.
Got it.
Take off that mask. You come in my store.
I can't take it off. It's my hair.
I no trust a man. I no see his face.
You don't need to trust me. Just sell me some juice.
You no come in here. Your face covered and no shirt on.
What are you gonna do, shoot me?
Why you say that?
You threaten my friends all the time. The street kids? You're always showing them your gun.
I got no gun.
Sure you do. Let's see it.
You wanna see my gun?
Sure.
You no think I have gun?
I know you have a gun. I just said so.
There. See? Now get out of here.
I ain't leaving till I buy this juice.
You leave juice. You get out.
Or what? You shoot me?
I no shoot nobody.
Or call the cops because you just pulled a gun on me for trying to buy a juice.
You get out of here.
Or?
I go like this. And bullet goes in chamber ready to shoot.
Fabulous.
Go.
Let me see that.
You no touch. Get away.
Or what? Let me see your precious gun.
Stay away.
Here. Oh, so you do have it in you.
Holy God.
No, it's just me, Sam's son. Give me that. It's no use. You could do it all day. These bullets just melted me like butter. Yum. Now give me. You like guns so much, why don't you eat it?
What?
Here, it's delicious. There, yummy, right? Go on, eat it. That's right, swallow it. You love your guns so much. Shit. Veronica? Veronica! I was just feeding him his gun and he...
Oh, Samson.
What do I do?
Oh, my baby child, it's all right. I'm here now, and I'll make it good. Just go. The cops are coming, and we don't want you facing them yet, do we?
No.
Not yet, my sweet darkling. You're Samson, son of Sam, and your day will come.
I love you.
I know.
You're the one thing worth loving.
You just keep believing in yourself, Samson, and Veronica will wipe your tears. There's nothing you can do that's wrong, and it's all about to get more beautiful.
Is it?
Oh, yes. You just keep believing.
Next time on Markheim.
Bez? Is that you? Long time no see.
Yep. I see you made yourself at home on these steps.
Sam send you?
Yep. Says to tell you rent's due.
I ain't got much. I've put out some feelers. It's gonna take some patience.
Patience ain't exactly what Sam's known for. And feelers ain't exactly gonna cut it.
Green Lake, huh? You're gonna get bored up here, you know that?
That's good. Bored is safe, bored is good.
You say that now.
I gotta keep my head down, Smiley, or I'm gonna wind up permanently bound in some bliss box or fried down to the crisp.
None of that means anything to me.
Stay away from him, Liv. Just trust me on this.
Fuck you, Mark. You're not my dad. And you're sure as fuck not my stepdad.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Whatever. Didge would never bother me. Nobody bothers me.
Why? Because you got Black Francis to protect you?
Nah, BF's a baby. Wouldn't hurt a flea. It's because I got this.
And what the hell is that?
It's a butterfly knife. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. So you're safe from butterflies, then?
Very funny.
Don't miss the next episode of Markheim.
Things are getting uglier, don't you think?
Fools Rush In was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington on April 29, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio and the Sandbox Artist Collective. Send us an email and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.